The legislation would allow for an opt-out of the state's prevailing wage requirements through the end of 2022. Senator Kristen Phillips Hill is one of the bill's co-sponsors.
Prevailing wage adds an additional 10 to 30% to the cost of any type of project they may do, building, paving, construction. And we think that it's really important because we recognize that there are going to be ripple effects to the administration's dramatic and severe economic shutdown of the Commonwealth.
Phillips Hill says that prevailing wage requirements can add on anywhere from 10 to 30% in additional costs for building projects. The measure states that the moratorium would be optional. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.